The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features ensure that you can take on any adventure. What kind of features? Well, how about the available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud? Or the standard third row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together? How about available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone? We're always trying to think about those great spring and summer getaways, but with a car like the Hyundai Santa Fe, anywhere can be your next adventure. To learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe, go to HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the Cover 3 Podcast with your hosts, Chip Patterson, Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott. It's your call for the best college football coverage from National Signing Day to the National Championship and everything in between. CBS Sports presents the Cover 3 Podcast.
And welcome back to the Cover 3 Podcast here on CBS Sports. That's Tom Fornelli. I'm Chip Patterson, coming to you live at youtube.com/Cover3 and everywhere you get your podcasts on demand. Thanks for hanging out. Smash that subscribe, smash that like, and come and join us in the chat, a.k.a. the Cover 3 tailgate. Thanks for hanging out. Look, this is our last one, you know? Don't shed a tear, Tom. Don't shed a tear because it's our last Tuesday night reaction to the new college football playoff rankings. The next time we join you for a show similar to this, it will be Sunday once we have our playoff matchups set, and that more or less will be us getting a chance to give our very first instant reaction to those playoff matchups. So if for some reason you haven't gotten to see it, 1, Georgia, 2, Michigan, 3, Washington, 4, Florida State. Now remember, Ohio State losing to Michigan, they fall out of the top 4. They are down to 6, one spot behind the Oregon Ducks. Oregon is your top-ranked one-loss team. Oregon at 5, Ohio State at 6, Texas at 7, Alabama at 8. And before we like continue, just run through the rest. Do we agree that's it? That's where we draw the line.
Oh, I'm not counting out the Iowa Hawkeyes. Come on now. If they beat Michigan, how are they not one of the 4 best teams in the country? That's what I want to know.
That's what I would want to know too.
Everybody wants to see Iowa, Georgia in the semifinal.
But all right, so let's say Alabama can make the college football playoff, even being revealed at 8.
Correct.
Okay, cool. 9, Missouri, 10, Penn State, 11, Mississippi, 12, Oklahoma, 13, LSU, 14, Louisville. Louisville tumbling a little bit after that loss. And then you can check out the rest over at CBSSports.com. The Iowa Hawkeyes that were just mentioned by Tom Fornelli checking in at number 16. So, hey, Michigan, that's a ranked win if you go and get it. But if you lose it, I don't know. I do not even want to consider what this playoff picture will look like if Michigan loses to Iowa. Because right now, with our eight teams that are all very much in the mix for this college football playoff, we have more than a handful of scenarios, six, seven, eight scenarios that have a conference champion with zero or one loss being left out. There's a way that this ends very cleanly, right? You know, if Georgia beats Alabama, if Washington beats Oregon, if Florida State beats Louisville, and we go and we see the Michigan Wolverines, as mentioned earlier, take care of business against Iowa, 4-13-0 teams. Boom. Nice and clean. But there are a lot of scenarios. They get very, very messy. We can get into those either here or as we continue to lead up to championship week. What stands out here on Tuesday night now that we've got the new set of rankings?
The first thing that really stood out to me, because this was really the biggest thing that I was interested in, was I wanted to see where Ohio State would fall to. And I think that that's about right. Like, six is kind of where I expected them. I thought there was a chance they could be ahead of Oregon based on their overall resume compared to Oregon's, especially now that Utah is no longer in the top 25. So that takes away one of Oregon's biggest wins. But I think that the committee probably looks at that as a simple case as the same way they were treating Michigan and Ohio State. One of them is going to knock the other one out, so it doesn't really matter. So I have seen some people react to Ohio State being at six, saying that they are done. I don't think that's the case at all. I don't think they've got a great shot of getting to the top four, but I think they are very much still in the conversation. The fact that they are still ahead of Texas and Alabama says a bit. Like, if Texas beats Oklahoma State, maybe it jumps into the top four and it jumps over Ohio State by adding another resume win. But I don't know if we can look at being at, you know, Oklahoma State is that guaranteed type of game to be like, all right, we're going to jump them four spots no matter what happens. So I think, you know, a lot of this depends on the ACC championship, because I think that no matter what, Friday night, the winner of Washington, Oregon is in. I think that Michigan, I mean, sure, they could lose to Iowa, whatever. But so I think
we look, and it's the last game too. All right.
Yeah.
Like I have just allowed myself the mental freedom to say Michigan is what, a 23.5 point favorite right now.
Last I checked, it was 23.5. Yeah. But yeah, it might've gone up since then.
If they don't win against Iowa, it is down there with the greatest upsets in college football.
It's App State all over again.
If given the stakes and the moment, the idea that I was going to beat Michigan, and look, shout out to Chris Hassel. Shout out to all my Iowa people out there. I seen the wouldn't it be hilarious? Did you see Kirk invoke wouldn't it be hilarious?
No, did he?
He used the word funny, but he's like,
cease and desist.
He said he was sitting there and he said, I guess all we can do is, you know, play spoiler to Michigan. Wouldn't it be funny? And don't spit that into the universe, Kirk. You talk about a career walk-off. That'd be incredible.
Those guys yell at each other a lot this year. I don't know. Like, I feel like Greg McElroy's introduction into the crew has kind of led to some spiciness. I think everybody else last year was Kirk
Ferentz.
Oh, I thought you meant Herbie.
Oh, no. Kirk Ferentz at media availability.
Ah, gotcha.
Basically laid it out that all they're doing is doing a wouldn't it be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
It would be, yes, but we would start from scratch. I have gamed out all of the possibilities for the college football playoff as long as Michigan wins. There's 16 of them. You know, hey, you know, you flip a coin, you know, you know how that math works. Shout out to AP Stat, the reason why I didn't have to take a math in college. you mentioned it. All of the scenarios that would help Oregon, Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, all involve Louisville over Florida State. Get the Seminoles out the paint. Even though they have one loss, we know that they will not be treated the same as these other one-loss teams, given the injury to Jordan Travis.
Yep.
And look, that betting line is under four. Fair or not, Florida State, you are not getting into the college football playoff with the win. You win, I think you're in.
I think it was at 2.5 last I looked.
But do you agree?
Smaller. Like,
win and you're in. No questions asked.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, listen, there will be people who, I don't know whether for engagement or just to fill time, will pretend that there's a chance Florida State shouldn't be in the top four if they went out. Do not. I mean, I know Danny and Bud aren't here. And if they say it, you could kind of put some, you know, Florida State homerism behind it. I am a renowned Florida State hater. Everybody in our chat is always commenting about how much I hate Florida State, but I am out here telling you right now, pay no attention to anybody who even wants to pretend that an undefeated ACC champion Florida State will not be in the playoff. And when they cry they don't deserve to be there, just tell them to shut up or mute them and move on.
So, for Ohio State, Georgia beats Alabama, gets Alabama out the paint. We don't have to worry about two one-loss teams from the SEC. Oklahoma State over Texas, gets Texas out of the paint. And then Louisville over Florida State. Ohio State Buckeye fans, you are plentiful. You are sitting in a similar position to where you were a year ago. That is what you are rooting for. You want Georgia over Alabama. You want Oklahoma State over Texas. You want Louisville over Florida State. And I think that if you get those three results, odds are pretty good.
You're in.
That you might be able to get in. So I think that the Buckeyes are not done at all, even at six.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit before the show, and I touched on it now. I'm not even sure that they need Texas to lose. I think if Alabama and Florida State lose, Ohio State still has a decent shot of getting in no matter what happens in the Big 12 championship.
Everything hinges on Alabama and Florida State. What could go wrong? Alabama winning and Florida State winning unlock all of the chaos scenarios. They unlock all of the messiest scenarios. They involve conference champions being left out. They involve two-time reigning champions going for history being left out.
Mm-hmm. I just don't see that happening. Do you?
What? Alabama
do you see any? Like, well, not to, I could see Alabama beating Georgia. I just, unless they get beat by like 40, do you see them leaving Georgia out? Like a 12-1 Georgia whose only loss was to Alabama at a neutral site? Won the last two.
I just said it was messy. So let me get to scenarios 5 through 8. Okay. So if you have 13-0 Michigan, if you have 13-0 Florida State, if you have 12-1 Texas with a head-to-head win against Alabama and a 12-1 Alabama, I just got to 4.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be leaving out 12-1 Georgia.
But can
Yeah. Hold on. You want to parse that?
I was going to go with the funniest possible scenario.
Oh, no, hold on. Let me keep going. If you've got 13-0 Michigan, if you've got 13-0 Washington, if you've got 13-0 Florida State, and if you've got 12-1 Texas with the win over Alabama, both Alabama and Georgia are left out.
That's what I was going to say. That is the funniest possible.
That is the funniest. Yes, it is. It is the most absurd.
That's scenario. What I call the Civil War outcome.
Yes. I mean, like, hold on. I've got two more that are disgusting. All right. If you've got 13-0 Michigan, 13-0 Florida State, 12-1 Alabama, you're deciding between, wait for it, 12-1 Georgia or 12-1 Oregon for the final spot. What are you going to do there?
They'll go Georgia. They will 100% go Georgia. They will look, again, you know what? Tinfoils.
CFP on hat.
Yeah. That's why Utah got taken out of the rankings this week. They want to take that away from Oregon's resume so that way they can say Georgia, even if they lose to Alabama, they've still got the better overall resume than Oregon.
Again, I have just laid out very possible scenarios that involve both the SEC having zero teams in and the SEC having two teams in with Oregon being left out. Okay, one more chaos scenario. 13-0 Michigan, 13-0 Washington, 13-0 Florida State, 12-1 Alabama, 12-1 Georgia gets left out, and Georgia fans point to Jordan Travis's injury and say it's unfair, but not in the playoff.
Man, if that happens, they'll probably expand. Oh, wait.
They're already going to do that.
I've talked about it before, but it is funny that now in the final year of the four-team playoff, we've got the most intrigue heading into conference championship week than we've had in any other season. Whereas if it were a 12-team this year, we'd be debating over, will LSU get in over Oklahoma? Or can Louisville play its way in with a win over Florida State?
Yeah, I think that that's what it comes down to. I think that we will approach, because look, I was posed this question today, and you know, shout out Chuck Oliver. He has me on. He's a huge Cover 3 podcast fan, and he was saying, are we leaving roses on the grave of conference championship Saturday? Is it never going to be as meaningful as it will be this year? Is it just going to be a seeding issue? And I thought it was a really good point. And I thought about it, and the only intrigue going forward is going to be more for our big air quotes here, Cinderella stories of teams like Oklahoma State, Louisville, ones that are not, you know, going to be in the college football playoff unless they win. And then the other side of it, which would be the same thing we do in March Madness, the bid thief proposition, which is who's so close to the bubble that if an Oklahoma State or a Louisville or an Iowa goes out and wins, they're going to end up losing their at-large bid. So that would, in this case, would be an Ohio State, not Ohio State. I guess it'd be further down.
Probably be Missouri or Penn State.
Yeah. So, yes, it is very interesting that here we have the most interesting conference championship weekend that we've had in the college football playoff era. And yet the whole system's about to change. So, anything else?
No.
Good show.
Yeah, good show. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. No,
I did want to, on the other side, I just, as a preview, everybody, we've got a great audience who's watching live. We appreciate y'all's dedication. I did have planned on the back side of the show, just sort of a survey. I don't want to spoil our coaching carousel update for tomorrow, but we have had a lot of action. I don't want to ignore it.
That works.
We're getting together. We're meeting. So, you know, we might as well address it. I know that everybody who's listening or watching has been following some of the same scenarios as well. So, yeah, anything else stand out from the latest rankings update?
Tulane's still ahead of Liberty, so it seems pretty clear, especially now that like Preston Stone's broken his leg. Like, if Tulane wins the AAC game, they're in. If Liberty beats New Mexico State, they're in. It's just the fact that like UNLV or anybody from the Mountain West is not in there yet kind of makes it pretty clear which direction they're leaning when it comes to that G5 spot.
Mountain West hurt itself late in the season.
Also, shout out to NC State being ranked four spots ahead of Clemson. Who had that to start the year?
Got a head-to-head win.
I know. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying it's like if we go back to like August 15th and I tell you NC State's going to finish the regular season ranked four spots ahead of Clemson, what would your reaction have been?
Buddy, take me back to like October
3 weeks 8th. Ago.
Yeah. Until they finish the year with five straight wins.
Yeah.
You know, your quarterback who took over the starting job and went 3-1, redshirted himself. This team's dead in the water. Win.
He's not in the portal yet, is he?
MJ?
No.
I mean, he's not a graduate yet.
Okay.
That's the other thing is like everybody who's in the portal right now, the only reason, pay attention to the language here, because anybody who's in the portal at this point has to be a graduate transfer. Anybody who says intends to enter the portal, they don't have that, that same sort of freedom right now. The portal opens for everyone the Monday after Selection Sunday.
I was going to say, there's already more quarterbacks in there than there are teams from the sounds of it. It's like every 5 minutes, I see a new QB's entered the portal.
Wake had two enter today.
So did Minnesota. Indiana's had its leading quarterback, running back, receivers, and all five starting offensive linemen join the portal since Tom Allen got fired.
That's a tough sell.
No, it's also, you know, you look at that as, you know, it's like the home's got good bones. I can come in there and I could just kind of put my own stuff in there.
Does the home have good bones?
It's got a stadium and uniforms.
And a Big Ten paycheck.
That's coming. Right. Good bones. I could just bring in anybody I want now.
No, so what is Mark Cuban's connection to Indiana? Because that is my what? You went there.
To Kelly School of Business. Yep.
Okay, so
it's a good business school.
That is the best possible outcome of him liquidating $3.5 billion of ownership in the Dallas Mavericks is all of a sudden. Why did this happen? Well, because Mark Cuban said Indiana football is being serious. You said on Monday's show that Indiana's decision to pony up $15 million, you know, renegotiating the $20 million into two 7.5 lump sum payments, that it showed Indiana, with its current leadership, is serious about football. You know what else would show that it's serious about football?
Mark Cuban. $3.5 billion.
Mark Cuban saying, what do you need for the NIL war chest? Oh, it only starts with an M? Oh, interesting. Okay. And I only need like 10 of them, and we can go get like one of the best, one of the better rosters in the country. Sure.
Cubes. It's going to be crazy when Cubes buys the entire all SEC first team and they're all lining up for Indiana next season.
I love that. Jordan hitting us with the, we're talking Indiana for some reason. Look, it's a coaching carousel conversation. Coming up on the other side, more of our instant takeaways from some of Tuesday's Coaching Carousel action. Next.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Back here on the Cover 3 podcast. So, Fran Brown, a Georgia assistant who was the number one recruiter in the 24/7 Sports recruiting database, has been named officially now the new head coach at Syracuse. He's a Northeast native and he is a pick for Syracuse that allows Syracuse to basically go the exact opposite way of Dan Mullen. For all of the like Dan Mullen speculation that we had, you are going from big, well-known name who's had a lot of head coaching experience, but a not so great recruiting track record to someone who's a little bit less known, but does have those important relationships. So what was your initial, the turn in the coaching search went pretty quickly. What's your reaction to Fran Brown being named Syracuse's next head coach?
On the record, I think it's a great hire for Syracuse and I have no idea if it'll work out. off the record, I think it's the wrong hire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they lead, like the press release that announced it, you know, mentions that, like what you just brought up, he's the number one recruiter in 24/7 Sports' recruiting rankings. And that is like in the very first sentence. But I'll tell you how important it is to be able to recruit as a head coach. It's one of the most valuable, important things you can do is to get talent. But getting talent to Georgia is a little bit different than convincing talent to come to Syracuse. Like Dino Babers openly complained about how they just didn't have the NIL support. And he had players, you know, he was losing the depth every single year as players were leaving and going to the portal and going places where they were getting, you know, better opportunities financially. It's nothing about Fran Brown. It's just, we've talked about the direction that programs need to go needs to fit who the programs are. Syracuse is not a program that can just rely on trying to recruit guys to come play for Syracuse. Like, you need somebody who can build a program, who can find the three stars and then mold them into something. Into a winning, you know, you get an identity, you find guys who fit it, you train them, you fit them in, and you go from there and you hope for the best. That's really all you can do. You're not going to, I mean, Fran Brown gets a bunch of five stars to come to Georgia because it's Georgia. You're not going to be getting 5 and 4 stars to go to Syracuse. You might land a couple, but you're not going to get nearly enough. And that's the other thing. Unless you have the NIL support, you can get them there. But if they work out, you're not going to keep them. So I don't know. It's going to be really, it's a really tough job. And honestly, it makes me wonder how many coaches said no first.
Mm.
And again, this is nothing about Fran Brown. Fran Brown might go in there and win 10 games a year and make me eat my words. And, you know, I hope they do. Use this clip, dunk on me for eternity if it happens. But it's just, it's the wrong approach to me.
I think the bet, so he's also been at Rutgers. He's also been at Baylor. He's also been, there was one other. He's got this like nice little list of head coaches he's played for. Obviously Kirby Smart being one of them as well. Mm-hmm. But it's like Kirby Smart, Matt Rhule, Greg Schiano. Like, here's all these comments from these great head coaches who believe in Fran Brown and what he can do. And because he's a Northeast native, he's going to be able to take his relationship building and he's going to try to go and dominate the Northeast. There is a demographics challenge to trying to say dominating the Northeast is mm-hmm. going to be good enough to win 10 games in the Atlantic Coast Conference. So maybe it is roster retention. You know, maybe it is evaluation in the transfer portal. There's a lot of challenges. Syracuse has to be one of those programs. And this is maybe why John Wildhack, the Syracuse athletic director, maybe that's one of the reasons why he goes a little bit young and inexperienced, is because he wants to get somebody who is not turned off by the current atmosphere of having to work the transfer portal in the ways that some coaches.
How could a man who's had to deal with Jim Boeheim ever want to take that kind of direction? I'm surely he loves dealing with that.
Fran Brown might have a more modern approach to understanding the roster construction process, because Syracuse, to be consistently winning, is going to need that balance. They're going to need great evaluation. They're going to need to find the right players in the portal. They're going to need to retain the ones that they develop that are going to end up getting poached, because when some of Syracuse's best players are ending up on other rosters, you can blame NIL, but there's also something that has to go into that from the beginning, where you're just used to constantly being proactive at making sure that your guys are going to stay invested. Because I know that it can become really cynical, but I do, as naive as I sound, I do believe this is still a relationship business, and roster retention is going to require mm-hmm. proactive action that is not just ponying up money. You're going to have to continue to make these players on your roster. You're going to have to communicate with them and help them understand what their plan is going forward. So I think that maybe that would be what I would hope Fran Brown is selling in the interview.
Good luck to him. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's just, you'd like to think that just relationships and working will work, but I find NIL will help a lot more.
Well, I am not ignoring it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that you can't just cut the check.
Mm-hmm.
right? I mean,
no, for sure. But yeah. I mean, we'll see. My prediction is it won't go great, but I'm sure Fran Brown won't land on his feet just fine.
Okay. Dadgum. Do you want to see the coaching carousel video, Tom?
Sure.
I forgot to call for it. Let's see the coaching carousel video. I mean, we have a incredibly talented animation team who spent a lot of time on that. We do need to use it. So
Jordan needs to stop defending Josh Giddey and be on ready for the video to come up. I mean, what's he doing?
No, he hit me up. He said, look, Chip, why didn't you call for it? It was my fault. So Sean Lewis to San Diego State, RIP San Diego State unders.
God, they're dead. Deader and dead. But I love that hire. And I really like it for San Diego State. I really like it for Sean Lewis. Because, like, to be blunt, the pay is different. But I think if I'm Sean Lewis, I'd rather be the head coach at San Diego State than the head coach at Indiana. Because I think he could go into San Diego State and win a lot, which would then give him an open avenue to a better Power 5 job. Than whereas if you go to Indiana, it's going to be really difficult to win a lot of games, especially considering you now have to replace pretty much your entire roster. And then it could be kind of a dead end gig for you, like if it doesn't work. Whereas I look at San Diego State, I look at the future of the Mountain West, and I think that its location and the talent available to him in that area of the country fits really well with what they're trying to do philosophically on the offensive side of the ball. And I think it will be an attractive location for kids in that area who maybe are getting overlooked by Power Fives or who maybe, you know, just would like to go to San Diego State. So I love it. I think that's going to work great.
My bedtime is screwed.
Yeah, we're going to be up late watching the Aztecs putting up 70 points a game, running 120 plays.
Yeah. You used to be able in the good old days, you could know that when you were hearing the horns on that Mountain West game that kicks off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, and you've got Colorado State and San Diego State. Yeah, Colorado State might be running a version of the air raid, but as soon as San Diego State gets that ball, they are sitting on that rock.
Mm-hmm.
We'd finish the instant reaction podcast, and we had cut our Nissan ad, and I could tuck myself in with a nice little weighted blanket. Start feeling good about my college football Saturday. Not anymore. Not after Sean Lewis is going to be the new head coach at San Diego State. What else from the carousel has stood out to you in the last, 24 hours or so?
Has there been any other official changes or just rumors? I'm trying to think.
Do you believe that Bobby Petrino as Arkansas offensive coordinator is real or a trial balloon?
Oh, it's real.
By the way, that's a common phrase, right? I don't have to. Okay.
No, it is. A lot of people are reporting that it's pretty much done.
Okay.
Like, so I think it was very much at first a trial balloon. Like when, I think Nicole Auerbach was what it tweeted it. Cause the original tweet from, I think it was Thamel, or it was Feldman, one of them said that, Arkansas is vetting Bobby Petrino. And it's like, first of all, why the hell would Arkansas need to vet Bobby Petrino? They're pretty familiar with him. Everybody is. But Nicole Auerbach tweeted, vetting equals floating. Just okay. To see what the reaction is. And yeah, I tweeted it and it's how I feel. Sam Pittman is hiring his replacement. It's a tough scene because that is exactly what is going to happen. If Arkansas gets off to a slow start next year, Pittman will be axed, Bobby Petrino will become the interim, and then there's a very good chance that Bobby Petrino just becomes the full-time head coach.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. But it could work, too. That's the other thing. Like, that is the other side. We saw Bobby went to A&M. The offense changed a little. You're going to have a really hard time convincing me that Jimbo still wasn't overriding mostly everything and doing things that he wanted to do. So Bobby, like Sam will let Bobby do what Bobby does. And say whatever the hell you want about Bobby Petrino, there's very little question that wherever he's gone, the offense has been just fine. They will move the ball. They will score points. And that is something that Arkansas needs, because that's really what was kind of like the Dan Enos hire was just a miserable failure for him. And, you know, we kind of knew that from the start. Petrino is a clear upgrade over Dan Enos. And I do think that, you know, Arkansas's offense will be good next year. And I also think this is important in that, because there has been speculation that like KJ Jefferson could hit the portal, Rocket Sanders could hit the portal. Bobby Portis, and we saw, like, we speculated, like the Mississippi State 7-3 loss. We've speculated that that was pretty much like a team revolt against the offensive coordinator to get Enos fired. It's possible bringing in Petrino helps you keep KJ and Rocket, because you've seen what his offenses can do. And if they're trying to, you know, like, I think Rocket could go anywhere and be fine. But if you're KJ and you're still trying to get to the NFL, Bobby Petrino has an offense that could do that. It could make you look a lot better than you looked in the version of the offense that the Hogs were running this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm telling you, that's my prediction. It'll work, and then Bobby Petrino will replace Sam Pittman.
Maybe for 3 games. Maybe for 5 games. I don't think. How about this? I do not think that Bobby Petrino is the head coach for the start of the 2025 season.
Okay. Is he AD or? I just think, just for laughs, when Bobby's introduced, he should show up to the press conference on a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle, yes. Mm-hmm. With that.
Also, wear the brace. Just do it. Like, confront it. Get it out of the way.
Oh, no. I think you can do it subtly. It's the Sugar Bowl hat. Forget the brace, just wear the Sugar Bowl hat. Because him wearing the Sugar Bowl hat with the brace was his own subtle way of reminding you of the good times. Reminding you of
the Sugar Bowl. Don't forget.
I took you to the Sugar Bowl. Don't forget.
Remember Darren McFadden?
Your boy Bobby brought you to the Sugar Bowl. And so as he's sitting there all red-faced, neck braced up, he chose the Sugar Bowl hat, which looks like it had not been worn before that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe, yeah, it's in the trophy ceremony. It did not have a lot of creases in it.
That thing was sitting like on a shelf in his office. Like, he'd gotten it and he just put it there as like a decoration. But that day he's like, you know, we'll put this on.
Yeah.
It really brings out the color in my neck brace.
I mean, that man had such resolve that he was like, don't call the ambulance. I got to clean this thing up first. Do you understand that kind of stick-to-itiveness? We don't have enough of that in America these days.
No, we don't have. And this is a codependent nation. I am happy that we have an independent man like Bobby Petrino who doesn't need any help taking care of something. He's there for himself. He can get it done.
He's fending for himself out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, the reports as we speak to you here live on Tuesday night is that he is finalizing a deal to return to Arkansas as offensive coordinator for Sam Pittman. Fran Brown tabbed to be the next head coach at Syracuse. That is official. The Sean Lewis to San Diego State, still a report. Lots to get to in terms of the coaching carousel, and we will be doing some of that before we get into big game breakdown, breaking down some of these consequential matchups that we have. So Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern time, come hang out. We'll be going inside the matchup of the SEC championship game, the Pac-12 championship game, the ACC championship game, the Big 12 championship game, what Iowa might be able to do against Michigan.
Might get a field goal. You never know.
Hey! 3-0 win for the Hawkeyes. So, you can follow him on Twitter at Tom Fernelli. You can follow me at Chip_Patterson. Come join us Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.